Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. I'd like to join Consultant for Jewish Affairs at the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, Father Dennis McManus, whom I met late last year discovering a special connection with Jesuit historian Father Robert Graham.
Father Graham was a Jesuit who was originally assigned in Rome to La Civiltà Cattolica, and I think he was a staff editor and author. And one fine day, as I understand it, he was asked to visit Secretary of State. And in that secretariat, they asked him to take special charge of a project. And the project was to collect everything he could find, both in the Vatican archives, government cables, libraries, media reports, interviews, anything he could find on the relationship of Pope Pius with the Jewish communities of Europe, especially during the war years. So Father Graham was astounded and pleased, from what I understand, to be asked to do this, and spent the next 25 to 30 years doing exactly that, and had carte blanche admittance to anything he needed in the Holy See. Secret archives, papers, nunciature correspondence, chancelleries across Europe. He made the rounds and really put together a fabulous collection of papers. He also worked, as you alluded, under another Jesuit, Father Blay, who was the chairman of a working group that put together these huge cross-sample section of documents from the Vatican archives about what went on between the Holy See and different governments during the war years, most especially relative to saving the Jews, relations with the Jews of the Holy See, Pope Pius's own interventions on many occasions, the Holy See's exchanges with military authorities, governments, prisoner of war camps, anything at all. The Jesuit fathers did a very long, detailed examination of what was in the archives and took what they felt was a representative cross-section of documents there. Father Graham was a part of that team, and today those 11 volumes are really the most important set of documents we have on the whole issue.
Now, Father Graham lived in Rome during the German occupation. He knew Papa Pacelli personally, yet he started, from what I understand, he started working on these volumes in the 1960s.
That's correct. I think it was 1963 he was first asked to take a look at this. And from what I understand, he had already done a brilliant volume in Geneva of his own on Vatican diplomacy in Europe. It became standard reading at the Accademia and a few other places for the training of diplomats, and still is quite an excellent volume, historically speaking. So I think what happened was his talent was spotted by the Holy See after the publication of that book.
Pope Benedict has recently opened the Vatican archives relative to the pontificate of Pius XI. The ordinary person, the man on the street, doesn't have access to the Vatican archives relative to the pontificate of Pius XII. How does this documentation that Father Graham put together stand compared to the Vatican archives, do you think, in your opinion?
I'm not sure. The problem in front of us as archivists and historians is that Father Graham's collection was sent home when he became ill here in Rome, sent home with him back to his California province of the Jesuit fathers. And it was integrated into the Jesuit archives of California. When I was called to take a look at it 10 years ago, it was, at that time, 250 portfolio-sized boxes. And it's an immense amount of material. My estimation, 25,000 separate documents. And they are not yet cataloged or accessed. They are now here in Rome. They are at the Jesuit Generalate on the Borgo Santo Spirito. And I've been invited by Father Gumpel to come back and take a look.
Father Gumpel is the relator of the cause for the beatification of Pius XII.
Exactly. So what we have to do, I think, is reassess everything in Father Graham's collection. and see what there is new, what the Vatican Archives has and does not have. I think in Father Graham's collection are going to be wonderful surprises. Personal interviews, eyewitness accounts, cablegrams, all kinds of exchanges between governments, some of which the Vatican Archives would have and some of which would be on hand in different dioceses and other chancelleries of governments in Europe, but many of which were secret in nature, were ciphered cablegrams, and Father deciphered them with the help of others during the war. And I think what you have here is a potential treasure trove of information about how the Holy Father, Pius XII, made extraordinary efforts to help save Jewish lives during the war.
From what you said, there are 11 volumes which are bound, and then there's other documentation as well. Is that clear?
Yes. The bound volumes were done some years back as an initial look-through of what was in the Vatican Archives. Since that time, and under the generosity of Pope John Paul II and also our current Holy Father Benedict XVI, the archives have intensified their efforts to assess and catalog and make available everything year by year through the pontificate of Pius XI. So I think this year the archives are now open through the year 1939. And next year we begin 1940s, and it's 1939 through 1945, which are most critical to the questions of Pius XII and the Jews. These are going to be big years for all of us interested.
But did you think that Father Graham's documentation is going to be published at all? Or?
We're hoping. I would love to see a project whereby a group of scholars, perhaps Catholic and Jewish together, could assess what's in Father Graham's collection and at least see it digitalized and then bound and made available for historians and archivists to begin reading.
But there's going to be a team of people working on this.
Well, that would be the proposal. So far, there's no decision taken, but that would be the idea.
You were listening there to the consultant for Jewish affairs of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, Father Dennis McManus. You can hear the second part of this interview at this same time on Friday, 12th of June. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.